This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, let's just get this out of the way. This story I do not want to talk about, but apparently, oh boy, my nose is running. Apparently, we have the 2017 fattest states in America. So this is where we find out who is the fattest, because apparently fat is becoming the new normal in America. According to the most recent data from the CDC, more than 7 in 10 U.S. adults aged 20 or older are either overweight or obese. So 70% of adults are overweight or obese. Rates are lower for children and adolescents, but are rising every year. So, Americans are expected to spend more than $68 billion with a B, dollars on programs designed to help us shed the extra pounds, according to Wallet Hub. And the U.S. spends in total nearly $200 billion in annual health care costs related to obesity. So, these new findings by the Physical Activity Council suggest a need for more aggressive efforts to combat the issue. Part of me thinks maybe we should just go back to smoking. I gotta tell you, we didn't spend as much money. Not that I want us to go back to smoking. I think we have done an amazing, amazing job fighting the smoking epidemic, battling that. But I gotta tell you, this is not gonna let up. We get hungry. I am starving right now. I am so hungry, and I am looking at a banana. Do you think that banana is gonna satisfy me? Snickers satisfies you? No, not Snickers. I hate Snickers. Snickers, because they stick nuts and caramel in the chocolate. This can be chocolate. So I want, like, meat. I want a taco. I want ribs, right? Chili's, baby back ribs. I want some ribs. I'm hungry. And that's not going to go away. Now, in the olden days, if I got hungry, I would, in between radio segments, go have a smoke. Or I would just have a smoke in the studio. We have, like, a no-smoking rule in the studio. I don't know why. It's like the soundproofing is going to light up, really. The soundproofing is not going to light up if I smoke in here. And I tell you why. I spit when I talk. My soundproofing, my walls are completely soaked, right? Every time I do a show, because I spit when I talk. You hear that? See, it's not going to light on fire. I could smoke in here if I need to, but no, I don't smoke. So so we get fat because we get hungry. I'm so hungry. But they say some states have bigger problems than others. So Wallet Hub's analysts compared the 50 states. See, that's what I need. I need an analyst. The Dr. Dahlia news team sucks. I don't know if you guys have ever met the Dr. Dahlia news team. I rarely put pictures out there, whatever, because they're always asleep, or high. And so I can't let you guys see the Dr. Dahlia news team based in Las Vegas. But I got to tell you, I would really like to hire an analyst. I just think if I had somebody who was, like, on his resume analyst, he probably would just be like super smart and get stuff done. Anyway, so they say, where am I? All right. 81. See, this is why I need an analyst. 81.5 million Americans aged 6 or older were completely inactive in 2016. 81.5 million Americans are not getting exercise. Lack of physical activity is the leading cause of obesity, not fast food, according to them. But I think we do really lack when it comes to exercise. I just don't know if I would blame that for our huge epidemic. I really blame us battling smoking cessation, which, again, is a good thing. So Wallet Hub's analysts compared the 50 states and the District of Columbia across 19 key metrics. And this is what they came out with. All right, the fattest state goes to Mississippi. They got a total score of 66.4, which puts them in the obesity and overweight number one rank. Let's round out the, let's do the top 10. Mississippi, West Virginia, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, Kentucky, Alabama, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Indiana. So we got some Midwest and a lot of South in there. Then, number 11, we got Texas, which blows my mind because Texans like horses. And Texas, like nobody in Dallas was fat. JR was pretty trim. Bobby was hot, right? I liked Ray more than Bobby in Dallas, but we won't go there. All right, Texas, Iowa, Ohio, Delaware, Kansas, North Carolina, Georgia, Michigan, North Dakota, and New Mexico. Round out the top 20. Rounding out the top half is Alaska. Alaska, Nebraska, Florida, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. The problem with Alaska is if it's dark a lot in the winter, you can't really do too much. Now, number 26 is Rhode Island, which blows my mind because Rhode Island is beautiful. There's so much to do and so much water. Then Missouri, Wisconsin, Maine, Arizona came in number 30. Then, and I lived in Arizona. When it's hot and air conditioning is expensive, you're not going to do much. Then you have South Dakota, Illinois, Vermont, Wyoming, New York, Idaho, Washington, Virginia, District of Columbia, number 39, and Minnesota came in number 40. Now, the top 10 states of the lowest obesity, California, Oregon, New Hampshire, Nevada beat California, yo! New Jersey, Connecticut, Montana, Hawaii, Utah, Massachusetts, and, well, get this, guys, the least obesity in Colorado. Now, what has Colorado been doing much longer than any other state? Smoking weed. Smoking weed may be the answer to our obesity crisis. Now, I don't want people smoking weed. I don't want people going back to smoking. But when somebody wants to put something in their mouth, it's either going to be food or it's going to be a roach. And so looks like with Colorado, that's how they're compensating. Now, yeah, I know you got the, you know, take me on country road. I know you got like a lot of stuff, you know, and got a lot of, you know, mountains and you got a lot of skiing and I get that. But I really think it's the marijuana. Plus, there were studies that came out saying marijuana, it doesn't so much give you the munchies for some people. For some people, it helps keep them slim. So I think marijuana might help fight obesity. All right. So the highest percentage of overweight adults, though, went to Nevada, Alaska, New Jersey, Montana, Florida. The highest number of obese adults versus overweight, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, West Virginia, and Arkansas. The lowest number of overweight adults was Missouri, Louisiana, Alabama, D.C., and Kentucky. And then the lowest number of obese adults were Massachusetts, Montana, Hawaii, District of Columbia, and Colorado. Crazy stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Ren wrote about a week or two ago. No, about 10 days ago. I don't want to read it. It's kind of long and it doesn't seem to be as interesting, but the gist is his wife has been gaining weight and his kids are overweight. And he wants to know how to get his kids of a normal weight without insulting his wife. And, I mean, a lot of us have fat spouses. It happens. You know, a lot of us, need to be told by our spouse to lose weight and, it doesn't happen. You know, my husband had to tell me, and I'll tell you how he told me, that I need to lose some weight. Yeah, I know. He's not the most romantic. There were two ways. One I can't talk about, but one way I can talk about is we were at Walmart. And I was reaching for some cookies. He smacked them out of my hand. And he said, stop buying that stuff. Okay, I need to lose weight. We all need to lose weight. Okay, now, of course, my first, instinct and, my first, thought was, okay, I need to whip his butt. I go, you do not get in the way of a woman and her chocolate. You know what the cookies were? They were the Pepperidge Farm Milano double chocolate. It's not enough just to have the single layer chocolate, but it was the double chocolate Milanos where you could hold them in their oval. And, yeah, and he smacked those out of my hand. I was like, oh, hell to the no. I was furious. And then I was like, oh, well, maybe I could lose a pound. And then I went through for a week. So you think I'm fat? So you think I'm fat? I'm fat, aren't I? You think I'm fat. Is that why you don't want to sleep with me? I'm fat. No, honey, you look good. It's more me and the kids. But, I gained weight. I knew I gained weight. I knew it happened. I went back to Walmart. I still got the cookies. Hey, when I want cookies, I don't give a damn what diet I'm on. I'm going to get my cookies. Like right now, I got this banana, right, that I'm going to eat. But I'll, definitely chase it down with a couple cookies once I can find some cookies. That's how you got to live. You can't diet without cookies and all of a sudden eat one cookie, then you're going to gain the weight. So you need to diet while you're cookie-izing, all right? So what do you do if the family is getting fat and you got fat kids? That's tough. First, as a doctor, it's always easy to go the medical route, okay? I don't have to talk obesity with patients as much as you would think because I can hide behind a blood test, okay? I can go, look, okay, I know you're struggling with your weight. You might be struggling with metabolism. So let's check your thyroid. Ooh, that's good. Yeah, my thyroid. Yeah, it's probably your thyroid. I didn't think about that. I knew I had a thyroid problem. I know. That's probably the thyroid. Okay, so that works 95% of the time. But then you get the thyroid test back. Okay? And if the thyroid test is normal, you're like, oh no, I gotta have the exercise talk. I mean, look, I have the exercise talk and I have the weight talk all the time. But here's the thing. I understand with weight that you either have good genes or you have bad genes. Because I gotta tell you, every woman in my family, if you look at all the pictures, all the old black and white pictures, etc., unless one of us had cancer, God forbid, unless one of us had cancer, we all looked like weebles. We all got fat. Every woman in my family. Now, I was the slimmest for the longest time. I still never got to the weight that, the other women in my family did. And then my mom totally combated it and she got skinny. But, we always knew that, our skinny friends could eat two pieces of pizza and we couldn't even eat a bite of it because we'll gain the weight and they don't. So for those of you that say, well, gosh, I got bad metabolism or I hear you. I have been working out every day since I was 13 years old. With the exception of being post-op after a couple surgeries, I have exercised in some form of another every single day. Actually, even before 13, because I had PE back then, but in terms of my doing dedicated workouts since I was 13, even when I was on bed rest, when I was pregnant, and they said, you need to be on bed rest, I did leg lifts and arm exercises in bed. Okay? So nobody could accuse me of lack of exercise. That's bull crap. I mean, I've exercised as long as possible. So then, why is the weight not coming off? So then we need to start entertaining the fact that it could be other things. Okay, well, the easy thing to do is, well, let's look at our food choices. All right, if you like carbs, for your body, you may suck up those carbs more than somebody else. Now, we've talked about the vegetarian diet. Going vegetarian or even vegan is an excellent way to try to lose weight. The problem is for me, if I go vegetarian, I compensate with carbs. And for me, carbs don't work as well. I do better having meat than having carbs for weight. And you have to know who you are. Now, red meat is horrible for weight. Dark meat, chicken. You gotta cut back on the meats. If you're gonna have meats, it has to be a small portion and lean. You gotta stay away from the carbs. You gotta watch the fats. You gotta watch the cheeses. You also have to make sure you have regular periods. You have to make sure also you have regular bowel movements. If you're a trucker out there and you're constipated, you're not going to lose weight when you're constipated. Not so much because of the weight of the poop, but because of the, your body's like, okay, something's not right here. All right, we're having issues with our bowel. All right, we're slowing down the gut. When the gut slows down, your metabolism slows down. You have to have regular bowel movements. That's why people always say, okay, fiber helps you lose weight. Fiber helps you lose weight for a variety of reasons. One is it helps fill you up. Two, it helps keep the bowels going. If it helps keep the bowels going, you have a better, your metabolism doesn't slow down. But the key to combating obesity is finding what is slowing down our metabolism. Because some of us are only eating 1,000 calories a day or 900 calories a day, and we're not losing weight, even though we're burning up 2,500 to 3,000. So that means we have a metabolism slow. So one issue is we're eating too fast. I told you guys about that. You eat too fast, you get fat. All right? Our bodies were never designed to swallow down a whole hamburger, making 3-4 bites. You're supposed to nibble like the hunters and gatherers did. They nibbled a little bit here, nibbled a little bit there. Okay, so, you have to eat slow. Feel full. Let the body digest it. If the body gets one big honking chunk of burger, your metabolism won't increase. It's going to slow down. Why? Because the gut is slowing down. Slow gut, slow metabolism. Next are portion sizes. My husband bought us some more plates at Walmart. Because I keep dropping them and breaking the plates. Don't ask. I don't know. I trip on things. And I even break the plate putting it in the dishwasher. I don't understand how I break plates putting them in the dishwasher. That's why I don't wash dishes anymore. I'm like, how you do it? These plates are almost like platters. The plates that we serve dinner on in my house are the same size that my mom would use almost as a serving platter. Right? That's not oblong. It's circular. And so you feel like, oh, I got to fill up the plate. So like I said, use a saucer dish. Use that as your dinner plate. All right, to kind of get used to eating smaller levels, smaller bits. But what nobody's talking about is what if it's our plastic water bottles? What if we are drinking from so much plastic that plastics are messing with our hormones? What if it's makeup? What if it's our cologne? What if it's our aftershave? What if every time we smell a chemical, our perfume, body wash, soap, Irish Spring, what if it's that that's causing us to gain weight? What if our belt is too tight? And women, with your Spanx, what if cinching your stomach causes a slowdown of the gut and causes us to slow our metabolism? What if it's something in our water? What if we have so much Prozac and so much birth control pills that got flushed down the toilet that when we're drinking our water, we're taking in steroids and chemicals that are making us gain weight? What if it's the fact that we're not out in the sun? What if the key to a good metabolism is being out in the sun? And because we don't go out into the sun because we're scared to death of melanoma, our metabolism is slow. So for your kids, for the listeners' kids, I recommend first getting the thyroid checked, making sure metabolically they're fine, check cholesterol, etc. But they got to get more sun. It's hard to say how, but, more exercise. Don't drink out of plastic, maybe stainless steel or ceramic. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Ramble, ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so an alarming report came out from the American Medical Association, Mayo Clinic, and Stanford University, saying one in five physicians next year are going to cut back their hours. They're going to be less available to you. And about 1 in 50 are going to basically be leaving medicine completely in the next 2 years. Why? Because of burnout. So physician burnout made headlines yesterday And according to AMA President Dr. David Barbie, he said, an energized, engaged, and resilient physician workforce is essential to achieving national health goals. And they're citing that physician burnout is one of the biggest threats to the healthcare system. Now, I know some of you are probably sitting there listening to this going, well, boo-hoo, I'm not going to play a violin for, you know, doctors. They're burning out and they got to play their golf games. Boo-hoo. You're missing the point. No. Okay. Somebody's got to save your life later. Okay, the one thing you guys are all going to be able to count on, and this is very grim, and God forbid you need this, but we all will need it, is we will all need a medical professional to take care of us or do something. I can't tell you how many times I say, you know what, I'll do my own pap smears, I'll check my own colon for colon cancer. I can't do it by myself. I need a gastroenterologist to do my scopes. I got to get another upper endoscopy next week. And I can't do that myself. I can't put myself under anesthesia. Okay? I can't do that. I can't perform my own mammogram. I can't extract my own tooth. All right? There are things I cannot do by myself, and I have to be at the mercy of a physician or nurse practitioner or physician assistant or a clinician. Right? If burnout rate is that high, we're already 20% are saying, look, I'm just cutting back hours. Imagine the people who are deniers. Oh, I denied burnout, and I will deny burnout till I will never admit to burnout. Maybe I was getting burnout, maybe I wasn't. Maybe, who knows? I would be a non-admitter of that. Because when somebody hears burnout, they're like, uh-oh, something's wrong. That doctor may not be all mentally there, which is not the case, but they have a point in terms of you being emotionally exhausted, fatigued. So if one in five, we already have an access issue. For you guys seeing medical providers, we already have an access issue. I don't know how long it takes you now to get in with your doctor, but I don't think you're really having an easy time doing same days. So if 20% of our doctor workforce is going to cut their hours back and work less, I mean, look at me. I closed my practice down. I chose to teach. I loved medicine. I loved my patients. But I didn't want to deal with all the bullcrap. So what is all the bullcrap? Well, before we get to the bullcrap, they say the burnout rates affect not just primary care, but most specialties. A study, I believe, last year said neurologists, 60% are burned out in neurology. Neurology is the study of the nerves. 60%. You have gynecology, neurology, urology, emergency medicine, anesthesiology, cardiology, critical care. And so, you know, the other thing, too, is you know, we doctors have to be at the top of our game. When I had that patient walk in with bronchitis, and I looked at him, and I was like, no, something's not right. You're a little gray to me. And I ended up looking a little deeper, and I figured out he was going into diabetic ketoacidosis. Right? Just because I had a hunch, and I wanted to check his sugar, and I was like, something's not right. Never met the guy. No medical history on him, because he never went to the doctor. Okay, if I was tired that day going, here's your Z-Pack and go. If I was burned out, that guy would have left and probably died. I had that other patient I told you guys about that, this happened. There were tons of instances, but we had this one case where, remember, he said, Doc, am I good for another 50,000 miles? I did everything you said. I got my colonoscopy. I did my, you know, EKG. And I go, no, something else is wrong with you. Let me do an ultrasound of your abdomen. Just something else. And I didn't even realize it said something else is wrong with you. Turned out the guy had a aortic aneurysm that was already tearing. It was 10 centimeters. If that guy would have passed gas that night, he would have died. Now, I'm not telling you this because I want you guys to go, oh, she's such a good doctor. What I'm telling you is I had to be on top of my game. I had to be very keen. I had to be able to pick up on my spidey sense. If I'm burned out, that ain't happening. And you're going to walk right by me. And I'm not going to think to go, whoa, wait a second. Something's not right. You're asking for a Z-Pack. I don't think a Z-Pack is what you need. I think you need, IV fluids and insulin. And so, you know, medicine is different these days. Now it's so much bureaucracy and red tape. So why are doctors getting burned out? All right. Well, at first, electronic medical records. Electronic medical records is one of the big things that doctors cite. They hate it. First, it's expensive as hell. Second, they always have to implement and go through training and then upgrade and hope that everything is stored. It's a pain in the butt, electronic medical records. And you will see less patients. You see less patients. Well, that's okay if you're going to make, if we weren't in the Obamacare healthcare system. You can, I could see maybe a couple cash patients, or I could, maybe see a couple extra patients here or there to, make up for the lost revenue. No, you can't, because number two is patients have high insurance deductibles. So rather than insurance companies paying, we have to rely on the patient to pay, and trying to get money from a patient puts the doctor in a position that he doesn't want to be in. He doesn't want to try to collect money. He doesn't want his office worrying about collecting money before they see a patient. A doctor wants to see the patient and just deal with the money later, because that's how we were trained. We're supposed to not care about money, but then the money don't come in. Patients don't pay all the time. And so, like with our practice, we were not bringing in money from the patients. The insurance was all 000 because patients have high deductibles. So all our patients with high deductibles, were they really keen on paying us on time? No. So who's going to pay the rent? Very stressful. Then the red tape. Remember when we had to change those ICD-10 codes? Right? There was a code for if you fell into a jet engine recurrent time. So that means you lived the first time enough to fall into it a second time, and that's an ICD-10 code. So we have to pay to get all those stupid codes in our systems. We have to get insurance authorizations. We have to beg an insurance company to pay for medicine that we were trained to decide to say that you need. Referral forms is ridiculous. And then the respect. Doctors were looked upon as heroes. When you were a doctor, like, oh, well, you're a doctor, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, we're being blamed for the opioid crisis. We're being blamed for healthcare costs. People rip on doctors all the time. Then the malpractice issues. Every single patient has the ability to sue you, and it could be for anything. Oh, you didn't diagnose me quick enough with this cancer. But I diagnosed your cancer. I was the only doctor that figured it out. Yeah, but you didn't do it sooner. Or the medicine you gave me a rash, and now I have a scar. Or you sent me to the surgeon. I didn't like what the surgeon did, so I'm going to sue you and the surgeon. And so, you have to be so on top of your game. If I order a lab and my staff does not give me those labs to look at, and I miss something with you, again, something could go wrong with you and I could get sued. And so malpractice suits burn doctors out. Very stressful. So signs of burnout are, you just don't care anymore, you're tired, you're not sleeping well. Do you really want your doctor not caring, being apathetic, exhausted, having poor sleep, negative attitude at work, absence from work? So doctors are cutting back. Being irritated, feeling empty, dreading going to work, feeling underappreciated, feeling you don't matter, blaming others for mistakes, low energy, thinking about quitting. So I teach doctors what to do to help prevent, the burnout. But you guys are the ones that are going to suffer. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the CDC is recommending a third booster shot for measles, mumps, and rubella because mumps cases have been soaring throughout the country, and it's occurring in communities where they were vaccinated. According to the CDC website, 4,667 people had reported mumps infections during the period of January 2016 and October 2017. Texas seemed to be hit the worst. Washington, Arkansas, Missouri, New York, then California, Oregon, Kansas, Oklahoma, Iowa, Illinois. So sporadically, they're you know, maybe we could say a preponderance in Midwest, but, you know, mumps cases have been popping up throughout the whole United States. And what they're finding is many of these cases occur in university settings where the students are commonly living in dorms or they study or they party and they're in close proximity to each other. Now, again, what's kind of freaking everybody out is all these kids or adults were vaccinated. I don't want to say all, but the majority of them were vaccinated against the mumps. So then why the hell are we seeing in the last 2 years a spike? Now, I wrote about this. You can see the graph on my website at drdahlia.com or on my Facebook or Twitter. But you see there was like this huge spike in 2006. You don't see much before 2006. A little bit of maybe 2009, 2010, but boom, 2016 and now 2017 spikes. So what the hell is going on? Now, some of you are like, well, why do I care about the mumps? Well, if we're having an issue with mumps when we vaccinate a person and mumps is coming back, then what else could come back? Okay, we need to know that all these vaccinations we're giving our kids and we've gotten work. All right? Otherwise, what's the point? So a few different things could be going on. A, this mumps virus could be mutating to the point that whatever we got vaccinated for doesn't cut it. Okay? The other is maybe all these people that were vaccinated really weren't vaccinated well. Maybe they didn't get their, you know, a really good dose. Maybe the syringe wasn't filled up properly. You see, now we have the pre-filled syringes, so you know you're getting all the medicine. But years ago, we would just draw it up. And if I caught a nurse not draw up a proper amount, I finally just drew up all my own vaccines. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to draw it up. You know, you can inject it or I'll inject it, but I'll do the drawing because I wanted to make sure we got the full 0.5 cc's or 0.5 milliliters or whatever Aliquot said that we were supposed to give. So there's a chance that maybe they never really got the full vaccine or maybe they didn't get their two shots. But what they think is going on is you could get a vaccine, but it starts to wane after a period of time such that you need a third booster. So when would that be? Well, if we're looking at a bunch of college kids and their last MMR dose was when they were 4 or 5 years old, we could be looking at 10 to 15 years after their last MMR dose. So last year, 5,300 cases were reported in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. 8 states reported more than 100 cases this year. We already talked about which ones. Now, remember, mumps commonly affected individuals. It was a very, very common illness that where you had swelling. It's the swelling of the parotid gland, the gland that makes the saliva. And we saw a bunch of these prior to the 1960s. Apparently 186,000 people were affected each year. Now, since vaccinations, the numbers have drastically decreased it, but we've, you know, been seeing these outbreaks. So what's the mumps? So the mumps is caused by a virus called the paramyxovirus. This causes swelling of the parotid salivary glands. Now, you can get fever, malaise, headache, body aches, as with many other viral illnesses. Now, the facial swelling, even though it could be both sides, sometimes you only see somebody with one side of the face swelling. Then that's why they call it the mumps. Okay? Don't mix it up with measles where you have this rash. Now, the mumps is very easily spread. It's basically spread by droplet transmission. So you could sneeze, cough on somebody, spit on somebody when they talk, and that person could get sick anywhere from a few days to a few weeks later. You'll be sick for about 10 to 14 days. Now, some of you will say, okay, well, who cares? So I get swelling in my face. That happens every time I get punched in the face. The problem is complications of the mumps could be very deadly. You could get meningitis, which is an infection of the lining of the brain, and encephalitis, which is an inflammation of the brain itself. You could get orchitis, which is inflammation of the testicle. Yeah, see, now you're listening. Now you're like, I'll take the booster. Right? Yeah, you could get inflammation of your testicle. You could get pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas. You could also get infertility, deafness, and of course, you could die from the mumps. So right now, how do we vaccinate? Well, we do the two doses. One, when you're about a year, between 12 and 15 months old. Then again, between 4 and 6 years old. And then there was another study that came out of the University of Iowa finding pretty good effectiveness with a third booster. And the MMR vaccinate against measles, mumps, and rubella. So that's why you would get the MMR. We don't just give you the mumps vaccine. We would give you the MMR because we just now sell the combination. And now they have a newer vaccine called the MMVR, which protects also against varicella or chickenpox. So so we're seeing cases of mumps. Most sexiest disease to talk about in the news, but we keep talking about it because I think it's important. And again, if we are having these viruses that are outsmarting our vaccination process, then we need to vamp up our vaccination process. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, parents are going to be ticked. Parents are going to be ticked. They don't like the whole vaccine process. They'll do it. They're glad that we have vaccines, and they may be pro-vaccine, but taking a crying, screaming kid into the doctor to get a shot, and we're not talking about one shot. We are talking about multiple shots with all the vaccines, and to do it, you know, over and over again, and they need multiple boosters, not to mention trying to keep track. It's a lot. It's a lot. You know? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The Florida Department of Health on Friday confirmed the state's first case of the Zika virus being sexually transmitted. An unidentified person in Miami-Dade County who had recently visited several countries, including Cuba, was able to sexually transmit Zika. So the Zika virus is back, according to the Florida Department of Health. And both partners now have tested positive for the virus. They say there is no evidence of ongoing active transmission of Zika anywhere in Florida. But this is the second reported case acquired locally this year, the first being a case transmitted by an infected mosquito in Manatee County, according to the Orlando Sentinel. Now, Florida reportedly had 296 local Zika infections last year. Now, just to quickly review, Zika is not fun. For most of us adults, we may not feel it, we may not notice much. But if a woman gets it while she's pregnant, it can, in many cases, destroy that baby's neurological system. So the baby is born with a small head, microcephaly, isn't able to develop the brain properly, has multiple other Zika syndrome congenital defects, and that baby is most likely going to be unable to live a nice full.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.